Next on BYUSN, the run in Kansas City comes to an end for BYU men's basketball as they come up short against Houston. Did BYU ultimately just run out of gas in the second half? After two victories in KC and a strong showing against Houston, how are we all feeling about the Cougars heading into the NCAA tournament?
You'll hear from A.J. DiBonza, Rob Wright, Kaba Kaden, and more on BYU's loss to Houston, how the locker room's feeling heading into March Madness. And with Selection Sunday just 2 days away, we'll call our shot on what seed, location, and opponent we expect BYU to get for next week's tournament.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Friday, everyone. Live once again from T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri. The show goes on. BYU bowing out, but there is more basketball to play. I am Spencer Linton, once again teamed up with a man who at this point has been here so long and so many times he can call himself an expert, a tour guide of Kansas City. He is Jerem Jordan.
If you want a tour of Liberty Jail, I got you. we can go up to Adamond Diamond later if you'd like as well. Hey, how about the Big 12 making the right move? A little too late, probably.
Some big news!
Switching out the court in case you missed it. Late last night, the league saying, we're done with the glass court, too much slippage. Obviously, the Christian Anderson injury for Texas Tech, and it's gone. Ari Temkin from Big 12 Radio. That's this morning. So they're putting that wood court in as we speak inside the arena. Unfortunately, BYU is not going to be able to touch that wood court, but they made the right change there. And then the other news was something we noticed from yesterday. So Kalani Sitake, we talked about it yesterday, the Utah County Person of the Year. Congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
I joked that maybe next year it'd be you.
No.
Did you kind of win it? Because in this photo, you're the one hugging Kalani. Did you take second? Did they say, Person of the Year, here's first place, here's second place?
Well, true story, I thought that when my friend David Holliday, our photographer, and Junior Phillips, our field producer, sent me that picture that they had photoshopped it. I didn't realize that was an actual photo that had been posted.
What is that from?
Announcing Kalani. I was trying to remember because I'm in a polo and he's in a suit, and I can't remember exactly when that happened. Maybe media day of some sort for BYU football.
Maybe media day.
I think it might have been there.
Yeah.
But I genuinely thought that was a fake Photoshop. Like, no, that's the real picture. I'm just happy to be associated with Kalani in any capacity.
Yeah, Person of the Year. The back of Spencer Linton is the Person of the Year. No morning games here, so no one's going to be out here kind of wandering around too much. No Rob Pelinka in the background.
No Rob Pelinka today.
But eventful day in the arena last night. We get to watch the semifinals tonight. Excited about that. So wish BYU was in it, but all good.
I'll say this much about the LED court. While we're all happy to see it gone,
rip.
Really appreciate that the Big 12 tries to be innovative at times, but even more appreciative that they recognize the mistake and just ditched it.
Yeah.
Like that was the right move.
They ditched it one round too late.
Yeah.
Would have loved it yesterday.
Unfortunately. On that note, rise and shout. We have much to discuss on Friday. It's time for What's Trending.
I'm a lot more optimistic based on what I've seen in the last week on this team.
DeBonza inside. BYU trying to knock off Houston.
Boy, they just can't close the gap.
Houston wins it 73-66.
Optimism reigns supreme, and it should. BYU with a great showing in Kansas City overall in spite of a 73-66 loss to Houston last night as they fall short in the quarterfinals. After the game, BYU head coach Kevin Young in his post-game press conference discussed specifically the officiating from last night's game.
I'll just cut to the chase right out of the gate. AJ took 10 free throws. Rob Wright took 4. And I don't ever go there. And again, Houston beat us. Stone Cold beat. They won the game. AJ should have shot 20 free throws minimum in that game. Rob Wright only shoots 4 free throws. Guy drives every time. And Sharp shoots 10. And I'm not saying the officials were like, oh, we're going to give Houston calls and not BYU. I'm not suggesting that in any form or fashion. I thought they flat out missed calls, bottom line. And that led to some turnovers. It led to some frustration. And so that's disappointing, you know. And again, I think to your actual question of the turnovers, yeah, I mean, just we drove into a crowd too much.
One, I really like opinionated, fired up Kevin Young,
yeah.
And we're seeing more and more of it.
Yep.
So liked that response. tough to deal with an inconsistent whistle, no doubt. But the question here is, Jerem, what was the bigger contributor to the loss last night for BYU against the Cougars in red? Was it how the game was officiated? Or did BYU playing a third game in 3 days just run out of gas?
I think BYU ran out of gas. It's tough. Houston's really good. First off, Houston won the game. But there are some factors to talk about, like you talk about. I think BYU ran out of gas. With 12:27 left, it was a tie game, and BYU was shooting over 50%.
Amazing.
16 of 30. From that point on, 5 of 21. And part of that is they're getting fouled on some shots, but it was really tough. You know, the two halves, tremendous first half, 41 points, only 25 in the second half. BYU ran out of gas. They really did. Rob Wright III struggled, 1 of 7 in the second half. AJ got his points, but it was a slog at times. It is weird how AJ doesn't get the whistle, though. And we're like 15th row. He got fouled a lot. And there were he didn't get a lot of calls there. I was surprised by that. Is the game very different if AJ shoots 20 free throws and not like 10? Absolutely. I think BYU is absolutely in this game at the end and perhaps even wins if they get what seemed to be a regular whistle. That dunk was unbelievable by AJ. Like, what? So that's disappointing, but it's not bitter or super angry this morning because BYU showed well. They turned a corner. They look much better going into March Madness. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I would say the lack of energy was bigger than no whistle.
It's hard because when you are tired, you typically tend to force a few more shots, and BYU did that late in the game. That contributed to the 5 of 21 in the last 12 minutes and change of the game. And I mean, Houston wears you out anyway,
yes,
even if you are a rested
totally
team. That's
defense.
What they do. But it felt like it was accentuated that BYU was a little tired and their legs were hurting and the fatigue set in. But it's also hard not to want to rush some shots and take a little more into your own hands, especially for a guy like Rob Wright III, when you aren't getting the calls. And so now you're like hunting the foul call. And even then, BYU didn't get it.
No.
So when you're hunting a foul call, then the shot's really not going to be great. And all of those things kind of combined to hurt BYU last night against an already incredibly sound and physically defensive team.
BYU settled at times. Yeah, hunted, the whistle, didn't get it. It's okay. It's okay. You got to play through that. I do think once BYU gets out of Big 12 play, which they're officially out of that, and they play somebody else on a neutral site,
let's go,
that it's just going to be a little different. I think AJ is going to be able to score even more. I think if he gets the whistle a little more last night, he's like 35 or 40 points. What he did against Houston was still incredible. Like 28 against Houston. He had 27 in the first meeting. That's wild.
The man averaged 31 points over three games at the Big 12 tournament.
Amazing. And part of the reason that happened is, one, AJ's great, and two, BYU played on Tuesday. If they show up on Thursday, he doesn't set the tournament record. You know what I mean? Like, part of that was BYU lost tiebreakers and was the 10 seed. But at that point, you say, I gotta get buckets. We don't have Richie. It's me and Rob. Rob and AJ carried BYU. No one else had a made field goal for like 17 minutes in the first half for BYU. It was Kennard Davis and one. It was a couple threes from Kostic. Which, by the way, did he have a hard time in the early second half seeing where the line was? Twice he got called for out of bounds. That was weird.
Houston got caught up in that multiple times
as well.
They
had a call too. Does the line move when it's electronic? Like, what happened there?
Just scoot it in there a little bit.
Crazy. So BYU gets two wins here. They lose to Houston. And now BYU heads to March Madness. We'll find out Sunday at 6 Eastern where the Cougars are heading. More on that in just a moment. How you feeling about BYU hoops now heading into March Madness?
Let's be honest. Generally speaking, how do you not appreciate what BYU was able to do to galvanize the squad over the last four games?
Oof,
and they benefited from some good matchups and earlier opportunities to play in this tournament, to beat Kansas State, to get some revenge, if you will, against West Virginia and beat the Mountaineers by 20. Like, to put that demon to bed after losing in Morgantown, which felt like the worst of the losses in BYU's late season slide. So to be able to rectify that and then take your three-game win streak into Houston. You've got a halftime lead. By the way, BYU had their streak of 25 consecutive wins when they led at halftime snapped last night. But you led Houston by four. Probably should have been seven if it weren't for a late and one in the first half.
Yep, that was a moment.
And I know every bucket and every possession felt big against a team like Houston. It always does. But BYU, realistically speaking, did as much as they possibly could to try and right the ship and build momentum for the NCAA tournament. You and I walked in that locker room last night. What was the feeling like? Yeah, a little frustrated about the whistle and the loss, and Kevin Young was probably the most frustrated. But all in all, the team knows.
Yeah.
Like, they know they have figured it out, and they're just excited to find out where they're going to play. So I said it off the top of the show. Optimism reigns supreme. BYU has earned the right to feel optimistic and confident going into March Madness to try and make another run of the Sweet 16, and we'll see what goes on after that.
And it's less about K-State and West Virginia to me, although that was good. It was about beating Texas Tech, and then BYU was in it with Houston. If BYU doesn't have to play a third game in 3 days, I think BYU wins the game against Houston last night. Like, I think the legs really played a factor for BYU. And now I'm feeling like, hey, I feel confident BYU's getting to the Sweet 16. That's how I feel coming out of this tournament. And amazingly, last Friday at this time, we were not feeling good. We were not having fun because BYU was coming out that three-game losing streak. But then they beat Texas Tech. They beat K-State, West Virginia. They compete with Houston in a way that's respectable and frankly understandable given 3 games in 3 days. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling like, hey, Sweet 16 is a real possibility for BYU next weekend.
BYU's played three top 10 teams all in conference in the last 2 weeks and change. They have won two of those three games, and they pushed Houston down to the final minutes. Alexei Kostic hit the three. It was a one-possession game with essentially a minute to play.
Yep.
Credit to Kingston Flemings. That dude
is a good player.
Is an absolute baller.
Might be a future Utah Jazz player. We'll see how the lottery goes.
Hit a huge shot to essentially cinch it for the Cougars in red. But again, you've got two top 10 wins on your resume in the last 3 weeks. And then you push Houston as well on top of two other solid wins of this tournament.
And BYU found its identity. They talked about this last night. Like, hey, we found our identity. Role players have emerged. Kennard Davis struggled last night, but you're not going to play Houston in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. He can make threes and do his thing. Kostic hopefully will kind of do his thing, know where the line is. Dominic Diamande emerged last couple days. Like, that's a big thing here. Boop, rebounding. Kaba Keita against Houston, by the way, tremendous.
Look at the forced turnovers over the last four games compared to just Big 12 play in general. BYU's forcing six more turnovers. They're scoring almost six more points off of those turnovers per game. And then the rebounding margin has also bumped up. Effort, toughness, hustle. The coaches have asked them to just simply play harder, and they've responded, and those numbers are showing forth because of that.
And it's awesome. BYU plays defense now, and that will help them because they had that bad three-game losing streak. They've discovered something. They're not going to play on a slippery court. AJ hopefully gets the whistle a little bit. They'll play defense.
This team plays defense, Jaron. Let's just enjoy that statement.
This is a team that will, I believe, we'll see the seeding location matchups. I believe they'll get to the Sweet 16 now. I'm feeling way more confident after last night than I was even before the game. Like, the way BYU competed against Houston, that's not a team you play in the first two rounds. They're really good.
BYU is a team that had a defensive efficiency rating in the 70s before the Texas Tech game. In these last four games, they've jumped up into the 50s. Do you know how hard it is to move 20 spots in a defensive efficiency season-long metric that late in the season?
That's crazy.
It's like moving your batting average in the major leagues up 20 points in games in September. That's you don't do that.
You go maybe 1 or 2 points, not 20.
Yeah, that's an incredible run by BYU's defense.
Okay, 2 days away from Selection Sunday, so let's talk about where BYU fits in bracket matrix, which basically pulls all the brackets that are out there. Projected 6 seed, average 6.12, high of 6, low of 7. So, call your shot. Will BYU be a 6 seed on Selection Sunday?
Absolutely. If they're not, it's an incredible travesty. And I know somewhere out there people are saying, well, the Sunday play situation, I don't think it's going to factor in this year.
It didn't last year.
I don't think Sunday play is going to hurt BYU in this specific bracket. I think that they should be and will be locked into a 6 seed. Had they beaten Houston last night, now we're talking about, did BYU just climb into the 5 seed possibility?
Like maybe round? Last 5 or something?
But probably not, but it was a fun idea. BYU is playing more like a 4 or 5 seed over the last 4 games. But their resume screams six seed. So I think that they will be and should be. If they're not, gosh, it's going to feel really disappointing.
What 11 or 3 seed or 14 is going, yeah, we want A.J. DeBonta in the second round.
And the way they're playing right now. You want that team the way they're playing defense right now?
Yeah, the 11s are probably shaking in their boots right now. BYU firmly in a six seed. They've earned that. The net. Ken Pom, that's kind of six seed spot. 7-10 in quad ones, 7-1 in quad two. BYU got the quad one A's the last couple of weeks. They needed Spence, otherwise they probably would have fallen to a seven. Yeah. And so good job by BYU beating Iowa State and Texas Tech.
BYU played 25 quad one and quad two games this season. 25.
That's wild.
You want to talk about being tested and tournament tough? That's how you do that.
Ready,
you get
man.
Through the Big 12 conference. Okay, so we've discussed the seeding projection. There are four potential locations that BYU could play in to avoid the aforementioned Sunday play: Portland, Oklahoma City, Buffalo, and Greenville. Which location do you think is best for BYU as a potential six seed?
If Gonzaga's not in Portland as a three seed, then I would say Portland because of the amount of BYU fans in the Northwest. Shout out to all my people there in the 503. That would be awesome. If Gonzaga's sitting there, I don't like the energy that's there. We did talk to one staffer from BYU yesterday that said that wouldn't matter.
No, sterile environment.
Yeah,
bring it on.
We'd
like the matchup potentially.
From a personal standpoint, I don't think I've been to Greenville, South Carolina. My dad's from the South, North Carolina, lives in South Carolina. Hey, maybe I'll see my dad. But you know, for BYU, Portland would be best regionally, Oklahoma City, and then it's a wash between
the
Buffalo
South
and Greenville.
Would be the worst. Like, even Buffalo in upstate New York, I think, would be better for all of the BYU
Again,
fans on the East
roots
Coast.
With Palmyra. Church history. We're here in the New Jerusalem. We can go back to Palmyra. Let's go.
Here's what I'm going to say. Anywhere but Greenville. But you know what I've just done? I've put BYU in Greenville.
Have you really?
That's probably what I did.
Greenville or Greenville?
What? Both.
All right.
Give me Portland, and then let's just like, because the Cougar fans on the West Coast, they're not able to watch their team anymore.
I know.
They're no longer
this
in the West
a nice
Coast Conference.
To them.
So like they could rally, but is it too much to ask to not have Gonzaga in Portland?
If BYU's in Portland with no Gonzaga, let's do it. Okay, according to Bracket Matrix, the following are in the conversation for 11 seeds. So if we feel like BYU's a 6, which 11s could they play? Missouri, since we're in Missouri, Texas, SMU, VCU, Santa Clara, and South Florida. Which of these matchups would you like the most?
I don't want a rematch with VCU because BYU did that last year.
Yep, no Ryan Odom. He's at Virginia with Dallin Hall now.
Granted, I think BYU matches up well at VCU, and they absolutely win that game. Santa Clara is a team that I think is better than the seed they're going to get. That's a strange matchup. Herb Sendek's got his team. By the way, he's coached like feels like a million different teams into the NCAA tournament now that he's got Santa Clara headed there. I don't know if I want BYU to face Santa Clara, but give me South Florida, SMU. Oh, but Texas? I think that's probably the team I want the most is the winner of, let's say, Texas and South Florida in one of those first four games. BYU gets the winner of that game.
Hate the first four situation because
you don't like the teams that have played a game?
Because the scout doesn't happen till Tuesday night. Mm. You're minus 2 days on the prep.
So
I don't like that idea. I would prefer that the play-ins don't happen with those first four. Texas would be fun, but not in Oklahoma City because I think they'd have a ton of fans there.
Like in Portland?
That idea of Gonzaga in Portland kind of thing. Honestly, I don't really care that much. I think BYU's very prepared for whoever for that first round. That second round game is going to be a dogfight. First round will be too, but the way AJ's playing, the way the team's playing on defense, I don't really care. Like Santa Clara, fine. WCC storyline there, whatever. VCU rematch. SEC, is it Texas? Is it the new Big 12 versus the old Big 12 team? Let's go. Either way, I'm stoked, man.
BYU's got a dude that's built for March. His name is AJ DeBonta. And frankly, Rob Wright III has some experience in the tournament as well.
He won a game with Baylor last year.
They have guys that are built and ready for March. So, yeah, it's a good point, Jeremy, you bring up. I don't care who it is. I'm confident in the Cougs.
I'm feeling great. Okay, if BYU wins that first-round game, we're feeling good about that. According to Bracket Matrix, here are the teams in the mix for three seeds.
Oh, boy.
Assuming a three beats a 14. Iowa State, Purdue, Nebraska, Alabama, Gonzaga, Virginia. Which of these teams in the potential second round would you like the most?
I'm going to take two away that I don't want to see BYU potentially face up with. Virginia, and Alabama. The Alabama situation. Alabama still shoots a bunch of threes and still makes a bunch of threes.
Yeah, too much scar tissue there. Not healed.
That has not been great for BYU. Virginia and Dallin Hall, I think that team is peaking. They're really good.
Yep.
I'd take any of the teams on that screen except for Alabama and Virginia. Can't face Iowa State, I don't think.
You can.
Or can you?
You can.
Okay. Because of bracketing principles. And,
yes.
All right.
They only played once, that's why. If they had played twice,
then
it would
couldn't.
Push them to the Sweet
Interesting.
16.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm with you. No Alabama.
No Alabama.
The Virginia revenge game for Dallin Hall, no thanks. Purdue, Braden Smith, maybe the best point guard
matchup.
In the country, former number one team. Like, that's tough. I want Nebraska, a rematch of the exhibition. They were undefeated for a long time. You know, that'd be interesting. Kevin's wife, Missy, is from Nebraska. So, yeah, let's do that.
All right. Our question of the day, after we've discussed everything for BYU as they head into the NCAA tournament, centers on this. How are all of you feeling about BYU basketball as they head into the NCAA tournament bracket? Jeremy, take response number one.
Samuel Bird, night and day, this team now poised to make an Elite Eight run, and call me crazy, but they needed to play Houston to prep them for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight games. The loss yesterday is what helped BYU win in 3 weeks.
Ooh, okay.
I'm with you. I think BYU's ready based on what they've done the last, literally what, since last Friday?
Yes. At Michael Val 22934 says the following: Sweet 16 is very possible if they play like they did this week.
Yeah, for sure.
What's to suggest that BYU won't play like they did this week? It's one thing to have a one-off like they did against Iowa State and then they didn't show up against UCF. This team has played consistently well enough over the last four games. It's hard for me not to think they're going to show up and give that effort and play the way they've been playing.
Well, against Duquesne 2 years ago, BYU's very physical now. They have a guy that can win one-on-one matchups. Who's going to guard A.J. DeBonta from almost any team that BYU plays?
Houston couldn't guard him.
It was hard for them to guard him.
They had to get away with an interesting whistle, you know?
Yeah.
Not playing in the Big 12. Okay, it's time to pick up the tempo as we now move in to the hurry-up drill, and we begin with BYU women's basketball. Who, according to Charlie Cream, ESPN bracketologist for Women's Hoops, is the first team out still as we approach their NCAA tournament. Jeremy, do you think there's any chance that BYU will be on the right side of the bubble on Selection Sunday?
Oh, yeah, there's a chance. It's kind of 50-50-ish. That's how we're feeling. No quad one wins might be the undoing of this team, but they have the most quad two wins of just about anybody, 7-1 against bubble teams. So when you're evaluating the other teams around BYU, they've got a good shot. But hopefully they're in. If they're not in, they're just barely out, which would be tough. And let's be honest, this team's ahead of schedule in year one under Lee Kumar.
The head-to-head going 2-0 against Arizona State, a team that's in the tournament, according to Charlie Cream, they're the third to last team in. I know BYU fans want that to matter, but the selection committee has to honor the entire body of work. It's not just about like those two wins. BYU against the team that is the last team in, Richmond, they've played a way tougher schedule, but their net number is just so much lower than Richmond.
Let's hope the number two on the women's basketball committee, Liz Darger, can do work in that room. She has to technically, I think, leave the room. But in the hallway, they can chat, right?
Send in the good vibes in the BYU Sports Nation karma, Liz. Let's go.
Okay, who do you think wins the Big 12 tournament here?
I think it's going to be Arizona, in spite of the home crowd for Iowa State and Kansas. I just think Arizona's on a mission, man. They are so good, so tough, so balanced, and they have stars all over the floor that they've beaten basically every elite team on their schedule. They won at UConn, for crying out loud. You think they can't handle a tough environment here? Arizona.
I do think Arizona wins as well. Best starting lineup, deepest bench with Del Orso of the Bear and Tobey Awaka, the sixth man of the year.
Arizona's so good.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
They're great. Okay, BYU Sports Nation, a week from today, March 20th, we'll be live for 2 hours. I'll be live from wherever across the country for the NCAA tournament. You'll
Portland?
Be in the IPF on Pro Day. So we'll mix and match reaction to the first round, plus Pro Day coverage. Chase Roberts looking all muscly in the IPF, live on BYU TV and BYU Radio next Friday.
When we come back, we'll hear from A.J. DeBonta, Rob Wright III, and more of the BYU Cougars on how they're feeling after last night's setback and what has them most juiced to play in the NCAA tournament. This is BYU Sports Nation.
of the 2026 Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament.
Wow, the Cougs are moving on. A 14-point win, a 20-point win. BYU on to round number three. It's a clash of the Cougars. And Houston moves on.
Well, we just gonna build from this and get ready for the biggest tournament ever.
Friday, BYU Sports Nation, this is how we do it. Back from T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan, and this is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. Time now to recap last night's game, but hear from the players to do so, and begin with the man of the tournament in many ways, A.J. DeBonta, who combined to score 93 points over his three-game setting, and Big 12 tournament record for most points scored here, breaking Kevin Durant's mark. What does A.J. think about the future for BYU in the NCAA tournament, and where does he think the Cougars fell short last night?
A.J., incredibly physical game against Houston, as we expected, back and forth. Ultimately, where do you feel like BYU fell short in the end?
I think we lost the rebounding battle. They kind of like snatched the ball away from us plenty of times, and they got second chance points off of it.
What did you learn from this tournament overall as a team as you get ready for March Madness?
Yeah, just so depressed right there. Like, we learned that, you know, we're going to persevere to the end. We're resilient. A lot of teams would have folded in our position. We were the only team to make it out of the first round. So, you know, we were playing three games in 3 days. So, you know, a little loss of energy, a little fatigue, but we pushed through. We persevered.
What's number one on the agenda for you over this next week to get right for the bracket?
Yeah, a lot of sleep at the right hours, eating healthier. And yeah.
Okay. Perhaps a follow-up question about food a little bit later, but as we come back to this game, again, the whistle is a little inconsistent, so how was it for you working in a situation where clearly you're frustrated at times?
I mean, I got to play through it. I got to be better at playing through it. I can't just complain to the refs the whole game. Clearly, if they're not calling it, I don't know why I'm keep complaining. That's something I got to work on. KY was telling me just go to score. Don't go to get fouled.
How much of this game and falling short at the end may deal with fatigue and playing a third game in 3 days?
I mean, it was definitely fatigue, definitely soreness from everybody that was playing their either second or third game here. But you can't use that as an excuse. I mean, we all play AAU back in the days, three games in 3 days. So you just gotta go out there and play hard.
How does the game against Houston get you ready for the NCAA tournament?
I don't think no team in the country plays like them. So if you can master physicality, master toughness, you should be able to play with anybody in the country.
And you did that, especially late in the first half. So what allowed BYU to build that lead before halftime?
Yeah, I mean, we went on an 8. I mean, I think they made free throws at the end. You got an and one, but I think we went on an 8-0 run right before that. We mastered physicality, we mastered toughness, had some big shots, and Dom got a windmill where that really gave us some energy.
When the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee is assessing BYU, what message do you think you've sent to them about what this squad is without Richie Saunders?
Obviously, it's just, I'm not going to say, we're not worse without Richie, but I mean, it's a big loss, but it's not just Richie. Like, we lost Dawson super early, but I mean, we lost 18 points a game, shooting 40% from the three-point line, grabbing 2-3 offensive rebounds a game. But I mean, injuries are part of the game. It's unfortunate, but we showed that we can still beat Iowa State. We showed that we can still beat Texas Tech, and we're still hungry.
Where has this team grown the most in the last four games?
Perseverance. I think, like I said, a lot of teams, like, when we go 500, we were 8-9 before. A lot of teams would have been like, man, like, the season's done. We're going to keep persevering. We beat Texas Tech at home. That was a big win for us. And then we came into this tournament.
And then finally, what has you most excited about playing in March Madness?
I don't know, just always seeing it since I've been growing up, seeing all the buzzer beaters, seeing how crazy it is in March. So to be able to be a part of that would be special.
All right. And finally, the food question. What is healthier eating?
What is healthier eating? I might just eat my mom's cooking for a week, probably, if she's back.
Very good. AJ, appreciate the time. Thanks.
For sure.
Let's hope Chelsea is cooking up some good
stuff.
She's
ready.
For AJ. That's awesome. How about Rob Wright III last night? 15 points, 5 assists. Struggled a bit in the second half. I asked him about BYU going into March Madness as well as how his mouth is feeling.
Rob, how would you describe how this game went tonight?
It was a super physical game. I mean, on both sides, from both teams, I think it was just a hard-fought game.
What did BYU do to be in it for the first kind of three quarters of this one?
We were just being aggressors. We was keeping them off the boards, and then towards the end, they started getting back on the boards. Yeah.
It's tough to make a shot there at the end. Did you guys feel it in the legs a little bit after a third game in 3 days?
I mean, that could have been a reason, but you never really know. A couple ones didn't fall. Like, if Mu jump shot could fall down, then it might be a whole different story. But, I mean, we fought hard. Our guys fought hard.
What have you learned about this team the last week?
Really, that we just finding our identity, we figuring out who we are, and we just coming together as a group.
Who are you now?
We a tough team that's going to fight hard on both ends of the ball and just be together.
Do you have a preference on location of the four? Greenville, South Carolina, Buffalo, New York, Oklahoma City, or Portland?
I honestly don't even know. Yeah, I don't have a preference.
What are you most excited about for a March Madness run?
Really, I mean, I got to play and win a game actually last year, so just to get out there and just get some W's.
What do you feel like this team can do in March Madness?
I think we could go far. We just got to take it game by game and day by day, and we see what happens.
Talk to me about the difference of this team from a couple weeks ago to now after the three-game losing streak and then the run you guys just went on.
I think it's the confidence in ourselves and the belief. I mean, that's everything.
How's your mouth doing?
Oh, it's getting there. It's bothering me a lot. I mean, it doesn't feel comfortable. So, yeah, it's cool.
And you played with a mouthpiece the last 2 days?
Yeah, I've been playing with a mouthpiece. So I guess I'm still be doing that in March because I still got to – yeah, my teeth still got to do some healing.
AJ went for 27 tonight. You guys played good defense. What do you feel like you can transfer from not only this week but this game into next week?
Really just everybody coming together, just doing what we're supposed to do. Everybody just don't play in their role.
Thanks for the time and good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What a warrior, man. Rob Wright III battling through some injuries to help BYU get on this run and looking forward to watching him play with his tournament experience wherever BYU ends up. It'll help also if he's able to dish the ball to some guys that can make some threes. It's been Kennard Davis, and last night Alexei Kostic also rediscovered that mark. I spoke with Alexei after the game to discuss the future for BYU in the NCAA tournament and beyond. Alexei, where do you feel like BYU took the most strides overall in this Big 12 tournament?
I think just togetherness and playing with energy and playing together. I think that's the main thing we did in this tournament, and we should take that to March Madness as well.
What has you most excited about what awaits BYU in the bracket?
I think the fact that it just like feels, it's just so fun playing with this group, and like we feel so like connected and just like feels so close that we can like make something great happen.
You rediscovered your three-point shot tonight, knocked down three big ones against Houston. Ultimately, BYU falls short. Why do you think you couldn't climb the mountain against Houston?
I think it probably comes to the details. I couldn't tell you like right now, but I think we play with good energy. And right now, I would probably say the turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers, but we probably have to watch the game film and see what other details were like the key. But I think in general, we played pretty good.
Third game in 3 days. What kind of fatigue were you feeling, and do you think the team was feeling late in that game?
I mean, of course, it's like a different system. Like, nobody at this level plays three games in a row usually. Of course, you feel it in your legs, but we practice hard and we are used to like going hard every day, so it's not as bad as it may seem, but it's still like you can feel it, yeah.
What's been the key to the BYU turnaround, especially in the last four games?
Like I said, I think just togetherness and playing with energy. I think those are the main two things, and that like kind of gets us in a roll.
Yeah, again, BYU, it seems you're figuring things out without Richie Saunders. Why do you feel like there's been a clicking moment, if you will, for the guys on the bench especially?
I think like Dom and other guys got a chance that don't really usually play, and they just like prove themselves that they can play, and they bring a lot of energy, and they like help us like keep up the energy for the whole team, and kind of like they kind of get you playing with more energy when they come in and do the energy plays. It makes you do more. Yeah,
saw some big time dunks again tonight from your buddy AJ DiBonsa, another one from Dom. What would you say is the most, let's say, memorable play or memorable dunk of this tournament? Because there have been a lot.
This tournament, I mean, I have to choose one of Dom's windmills. I don't know which one. I probably have to rewatch it and see which one was better, but one of them for sure.
Some well-deserved rest for you over the next week. What's item number one on the agenda to be ready for that first game a week from tonight?
I would say rest, and then when we come back, just keep playing the way we're playing right now. Like, don't lose it. We don't want to lose it and keep building it up again. We want to like keep that and keep building on that, yeah.
Alexei, we appreciate the time. Good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alexei's looking out for his guy, Dom Diamande, and he appreciates the windmill dunks. Can't say the same for Kei Bakayta, though.
Yeah, Kei Bakayta, hey, yesterday, 8 points, 13 rebounds, second most of the season for Kei. How is he feeling about BYU heading into March Madness?
How would you describe how this game was tonight?
It was physical, like always, you know. It was physical, tough loss, but, you know, definitely something to learn from.
What did you learn about this team in the last couple weeks as you guys turned a corner after that three-game losing streak?
That we can blow with anybody in the country, and, you know, like we said it before, KY, Richie said it first, and KY rephrase it, but, you know, adversity bring teams together, mentality, and I feel like we kind of, you know, like team chemistry is getting strong and strong, stronger and stronger, and, yeah, we found something, and I feel like, yeah, we can play with anybody in the country.
What do you feel like you found?
Just the chemistry that I said, defensively, our effort, and having your brothers back, you know, help each other up. You know, just simple things, you know, rebounding, you know, feel like, you know, crushing a glass, you know, getting on transition. Just get a quick bucket. Just little things, man.
What does Houston do to make it so hard to, like, just grab the rebound on the first kind of tip out? Because it seems like they thrive in chaos.
Yeah, I don't know how many tip outs I got today. I'm not sure. I think there was, like, two that I was trying to tip through my guards, and then I think that ended up to our hands, but... Yeah, I'm not sure how many tip. I'm going to have to watch video on that. I'm not sure. But, you know, we know what we're going to do. You know, I feel like we got the last time we played them out of place came down to just rebounding. And then that was an area that the coaches emphasized on. And, you know, we're just going to come out and just be the toughest team, you know. Win the 50-50 ball, I feel like, which they did better than us in this game, I feel like. But, yeah, those are some learning points and learning things that we're going to learn forward. You know, it's not the end of the world. We have another opportunity ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to it.
Last year, BYU was a 6 seed. You're projected 6 seed now. How do you feel about that potentially Sunday?
I'm excited, man. I'm super excited. I can't wait to play any team. I don't know anything about bracket, things like that. I just know, just, you know, take care of business. Anybody's on our way is our enemy, and just gotta take those guys down, and that's all I worry about. And yeah, it feels great. 10 seed, 6 seed, you know, I feel like it doesn't really matter at this point, you know, with this team. Yeah, we're ready for a challenge.
When's the first time you heard of March Madness?
Ooh, that was actually when I first got to college, actually. Even high school, like, I had no idea. I might have heard, but, you know, my English was not, like, I'm still learning, but, like, back then, just, like, I don't know. I might have heard it, but... I don't know. I think in college, I would say that's when I heard.
How has the Big 12 prepared this team for what will be difficult games, but playing great teams night in, night out? It feels like you guys have played a lot of tournament-like teams.
Yeah, I mean, Big 12 is a tough league, man. Every team is physical. You can't sleep on nobody, you know, and any given night, anybody can beat everybody. So that helps us prepare, and, you know, going to the NCAA tournament, you know, playing teams like Houston, you know, brings the best out of you. I personally like playing against them. Like, I wish we had them, you know, play against them twice this year, but it is what it is. Those kind of teams like Arizona, you know, they bring the best out of you, and, you know, they help you prepare for the upcoming challenge, for sure.
Given what some of the returners learned last year in March Madness and the way you guys are playing now, do you feel like this team's primed for a run in March Madness?
Oh, yeah. You know, I talked to our young guys, you know, like, it's going to be fun. That run that we had last year was pretty special, and it was pretty fun. Just enjoy the moment, you know, just enjoy that max, you know. Don't regret doing anything. Don't just enjoy, man. Give your best every given night, because you know you don't want to look back and regret not playing hard for your teammates, and look back and see, oh, we got talent. We didn't, you know. Just do your best, and it's gonna be a fun run.
Hadeem just put his shirt on, but do you have to take your shirt off in this corner of the locker room to do interviews?
Well, I was trying to get out of here, but you know, like, cause yesterday we're like, oh, like we gotta go, you know, kind of rush us. But yeah, I don't wanna get in trouble. So that's why I'm trying to get ready, you know, get on the bus and get out of here. But nah, you don't have to.
It's super normal to do interviews with people with their shirts off. So we appreciate it, Kayla. Thanks for the time, man. Best of luck in March Madness.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to keep my shirt on out here, just saying. If you missed any of our interviews and want to watch more from the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, they're all on our BYU Sports Station YouTube channel.
Another busy weekend for BYU Sports to discuss which athletes are competing in nationals. And what did Crew McChesney at BYU Baseball do yesterday? Headlines after this on BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Happy Friday, everyone. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out today's headlines. Sponsored by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere.
10-seed BYU loses to 2-seed Houston last night in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament, 73-66. A.J. DeBonta led all players with 26 points, 7 of 18 shooting. Broke Kevin Durant's three-game scoring record in the Big 12 tournament, by the way. 93 points in three games. Up next for the Cougars, the NCAA tournament.
Speaking of, BYU men's and women's basketball will await their respective fates in the tournament brackets 2 days from now on Selection Sunday. The men's team currently a 6-seed according to Joe Lunardi in his latest bracketology, and the women's team the first team out according to Charlie Cream's bracketology. The men's selection show at 6 Eastern on CBS. The women's selection show begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN on Sunday.
BYU football announced the annual football alumni game Friday, April 3rd. Robbie Bosco will coach Team Navy, and Norm Chow will be back coaching.
He's back.
Coach Roy, the Team Royal coverage will begin on BYU TV. We'll have that one live for you. Always fun. 8 Eastern on April 3rd.
BYU men's and women's track and field head to Fayetteville, Arkansas to compete in the NCAA Indoor National Championships today and tomorrow. 15 total athletes from the men's and women's teams will compete this weekend. Good luck to all. Coverage available on ESPN+.
Baseball beat Cincinnati in the Big 12 opener last night. 5-2 at Miller Park. Big win. Batcats led by Ezra McNaughton, 2-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs. And how about Crew McChesney? A 2-run homer that was blasted to the Marriott Center steps, and it sounded like this.
There it goes. McChesney to center field. Hits it hard. Back to the track. To the wall. Home run. It bounces on the street and rolls over to Marriott Center. A monster shot from McChesney. It's 2-0 BYU.
How about that? Number 5 in RPI, by the way, Cincinnati. 14-4. Big win for the Cougars. Up next, game 2 of the series today, 5 Eastern, ESPN+, BYU Radio.
Win the series. BYU softball heads to St. George for the Trailblazer Classic this weekend, coming off of their home opener win. BYU will play in 3 games, starting today with a doubleheader against Omaha at 1 Eastern and 4 Eastern against Utah Tech. Tomorrow, the Cougars will play against Omaha once again. All games streaming and available on ESPN+.
Number 7 men's volleyball plays 2 matches at number 18 Stanford tonight. 9 Eastern tomorrow, 8 Eastern, both games on Big Ten Plus.
24th-ranked BYU Gymnastics competing at number 14 Clemson tonight. The Cougars coming off a 196.550 score last week at Utah. Coverage available at 6 Eastern and on the ACC Network.
Women's tennis rallied back to beat Cincinnati 4-3 yesterday. Earned their first Big 12 win of the season. Up next, Cougars face West Virginia tomorrow.
BYU men's tennis falls to 15th-ranked Arizona yesterday, 4-0. The Cougars will try and turn things around tomorrow against number 35-ranked Oklahoma State. Still on the way. More interviews from the game between BYU and Houston in the post-game locker room as we continue our coverage from Kansas City. Tournament awaits for the Cougars.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, live from Kansas City. This is BYU Sports Nation on a Friday. I am Spencer. He is Jerem, and the interviews continue.
The last three games for Kennard Davis were really good. Struggled a bit last night, 4 points, 1 of 8 shooting, but certainly BYU will need him in the NCAA tournament. What was difficult about what Houston did against BYU, and how's he feeling about the Cougars in March Madness next week?
All right, Moo, how would you describe this game tonight?
It was a tough game, you know. Obviously, it was a physical game, as you could see. But, you know, it was a learning point as well. So, yeah, I'm going to take from this.
What do you feel like you guys did well that's transferable to next week?
I feel like we play with a lot of energy this game, as we have been doing with the past few games. Just got to continue to rebound the ball more and execute.
Do you feel like the NCAA tournament games will be as physical as this? Or is Houston unique in that way?
Man, the tournament, hey, it's win or go home. It's the biggest tournament ever. So I feel like it'll be same intensity. It'll be as physical.
It was hard to make a shot in kind of the fourth quarter of this game. Did you guys feel tired at any point in this game?
No, I wouldn't say that. Me personally, I wasn't tired. Just got to make shots.
How'd you manage the court? Because it felt or looked a little more slippery than the previous games.
Really just steady going to the scorer's table, getting a grip. Really, you know, can't blame the court. So, yeah.
What do you feel like you learned about this team the last couple weeks as you guys have kind of turned a corner here?
I feel like the adversity brought us closer together, and it's the right time for that to happen. So, we're just going to build from this and get ready for March tournament.
Do you have a March Madness favorite memory from watching the tournament as a kid?
Nah.
The correct answer is Jimmer, by the way.
Hey, Jimmer. Actually, I have seen some highlights of Jimmer. When he hit the three on the right wing.
Against Florida, probably?
Yeah, probably. I'll just go with that. Yeah, yeah.
What are you most excited about for next week to play in the tourney?
Really just competing, you know, seeing everyone there and winning some games. That's what I'm most excited for.
How does the sixth seed sound? Because that's where people have BYU right now.
I mean, I really haven't thought that far. You're just taking it one game at a time.
What have you learned about kind of this team through Big 12 play, considering the Big 12 is probably the best basketball league in America?
I figured out, you know, we can all gel together, and we do have a chance. We just got to trust coach and trust each other.
Okay, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Kennard Davis, excited about the direction he's been playing for BYU as they push into the tournament of tournaments.
Last night was a struggle, but they're going to need him. He needs to be the third leading scorer for BYU to make a Sweet 16 next week.
No doubt about it. All right. When we come back, more about BYU baseball coming off last night's win over Cincinnati in game two of the series tonight. Coverage begins at 5 Eastern on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio.
When we come back, a special shout out to one of our friends here at BYU Sports Nation and more responses to our question of the day. How are you feeling about BYU men's hoop heading into March Madness? This is BYU Sports Nation from Kansas City.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Is brought to you by PAX, healthcare careers built for victory.
Listen, I know Emmanuel Sharp slipped, but just the images
awesome.
Of AJ driving past him and throwing down for an all-time dunk is fantastic.
He's grinding dunk. Oh, so good.
Welcome back to the show. It's time that we honor one of our colleagues, Jerem, because he's a man of many talents.
This was too good not to bring up in the show. How about Hans Olsen? So when he was a student at BYU playing football, he did this for, I think, Sports Illustrated or something. So he posted a video of him balancing a bike on a ladder on his chin. If you didn't know that Hans could do this, now you do. That literally happened.
That's unbelievable. What? Unbelievable.
What?
Well done, Hans. Our question of the day, how are you feeling about BYU basketball as they head into the NCAA tournament? Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX, healthcare careers built for victory. And it comes in from who, Jerem?
Bill Lee. I think they will be great. You can't have better prep than Big 12 bad officiating in a war zone and playing on a glass ice skating rink watching images at you all game. The big dance will seem easy compared to that. That's so good.
Oh, my goodness. Well done, Bill. Well done. And how about A.J. DeBonta setting the Big 12 tournament record over three games, 93 points. He averaged 31 a game, breaking Kevin Durant's mark.
That's today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Our thanks to all of our guests today post-game for BYU against Houston. Pretty remarkable run for the Cougars over the last week or so as they head into March Madness.
Sorry to Dennis, ran out of time. March Madness, here we go, baby.
For Jeremiah Spencer, go Cougs! NCAA tournament on the way.